Junior doctors dispute Tory contracts, unsafe and unfair. Tory government plans to increase junior doctors' hours and cut pay, as part of its 24/7 NHS service, have incensed staff who already work long hours, including weekends. So much so that protests are planned. See back page and strike action is being contemplated, with the BMA Doctors Union balloting its members. Junior doctors insist that this is not simply about their pay, for some it could mean a 40% cut. By redefining and social hours, the government's new contracts could lead to unsafe conditions for NHS patients as a result of being treated by exhausted staff. An NHS junior doctor below describes a typical stressful day, and explains why the new contracts must be opposed. It's 4:45 p.m. on a Friday, and I'm just about to start my fifth shift of the week in the emergency department. The waiting room is heaving, and the wait to be seen is approaching the 4-hour target. The bed managers are hovering to push patients through faster, and avoid the financial penalties of breaches. Like most health trusts, ours is feeling the squeeze of public sector spending cuts. Every patient that waits more than 4 hours to be seen and moved through the department costs the trust £250. That's £250 less for staff, equipment, and patients. My first patient is an elderly gentleman in his 90s. He had a fall at home, and has been brought in by his neighbor. Luckily, he hasn't seriously injured himself, and shouldn't need to stay in hospital. Cuts to social services mean that he'll be here until Monday, as there aren't the resources to organize him the extra care he needs at a weekend. Next, I'm called to see a young woman who's self-harmed. She's had to move into a hostel as she's lost her flat, and is struggling to cope with her new environment. Her wounds are cleaned and rest, and she waits for the mental health team to assess her. They are covering all of the patients in the community as well as all the local hospitals, and are struggling with a spiraling demand on their service. I leave my shift an hour late as there are still so many people to be seen. I go home feeling guilty that I haven't been able to give people the time, care, and attention they've needed, but proud to work for an organization that provides for everybody regardless of ability to pay. Staffing crisis. Worryingly, a recent survey by Unison reports that 2/3 of NHS staff are considering leaving due to low pay, staff shortages, and the changing nature of the NHS. Constant attacks on terms and conditions for NHS staff have taken a toll, but we are fighting back. The government's attempt to impose a new contract on junior doctors is part of a wider attack on public services aiming to push through an agenda of privatization. Doctors in frontline services like emergency medicine and general practice will be hardest hit financially by the new contract, making these already understaffed areas stretched to breaking point. The contract also removes vital monitoring to ensure the number of hours worked are safe for patients and doctors. The BMA is currently balloting its members for strike action, and thousands will march on the 17th of October demanding an end to a contract that's unfair for staff and patients. The junior doctors' fight back must be linked to the fight for fair pay for all NHS staff and an end to the creeping privatization of NHS services. Coordinated action of the healthcare unions is needed to challenge this government's austerity agenda and fight for a democratically controlled NHS to meet the needs of our society. The centre of Bristol came to a halt on the 10th of October as 2,500 people protested against junior doctors' new contract changes. Medical Registrar Ben Wildblood said, "I don't think it is an exaggeration to say that, if these measures are implemented, we will see an increase in avoidable deaths in hospitals." A number of demonstrators called for all NHS unions to ballot for coordinated strike action as a vital step towards beating these Tory proposals. Steve German,